The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. I'm your host, and we're here with more from fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and escape from the political world and everything that swirls around it. You know, there's big news on the world front, but you can get that anytime you want. Just turn on your TV, open your phone. This you can't get. Well, you can, actually, if you want to hear the show, the rebroadcast of the show. It's available in its entirety on my website. Excuse me. Sorry about that. It's on my website, ellisoutdoors.com. Every podcast, every show. And, you know, if you missed a show, you can log on and listen right there on your computer or on your phone. It's also available for a month, every month, on the station's website as well, WCBM. Is it WCBM.com or WCBM680.com? Aaron, I'm not sure. I think it's just WCBM.com. And, you know, if you'd like to listen to some caller or some part of the show, it's there. It's there. So last hour said the muzzle loaders are ordered from CVA. They're on their way. We've been talking to Hawk Optics this week and been busy with a lot of things. Did you happen to see, if you're a deer hunter, are you following our Facebook page for the official measures of Maryland big game, which is bucks, bears, stags? And I'm going to pull the page up here right now, maybe. Now I'll speak it. Hold on. All right, we'll talk to Bob in just a second here. Bucks, bears, stags. Bucks, bears, stags, Facebook. There it is. So one of our measures, our official measures, measured a deer the other night that was killed in 1958. The late William Flogger shot a buck in with a shotgun in Harford County. It was one of only 76 deer that year in Harford County, 1958. 68 years later, the rack was measured by official measure Bob Newton. It's a non-typical gross score of 201 and 0.8s, with a net of 192 and 4.8s. As far back as we can see, William's deer was likely the state record at that point, unbeknownst to the hunter. There's a great black and white picture of two guys holding up the deer. One guy's holding the rack, I guess that's Mr. Flogger, and a buddy's holding up the deer by the tail for the picture. Pretty cool. So the family brought that forward. His son, actually, I buy turkey calls and grunt tubes from the son, and he's got one on there too. But the family brought this deer forward, and we love adding the old animals to the book. So you can look on that at Bucks, Bears, Stags. There's some great deer being brought in. So anyway, we're publishing a record book here, 2029. It'll be this fall. And, you know, we're almost up to 400 animals measured between the 2023 and the 2026 book. And we're working on the cover already. So there you go. 410 WCBM 680. And who is our caller on the line, Aaron? Bob in Catonsville. Bob in Catonsville. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. Just a little bit off topic, but I want to hear what other people have to say. Any thoughts on what was gained by the recent Artemis expedition? And we didn't even land on the moon, but we did just fly around,
Bob,
and take pictures.
Bob, goodbye. Goodbye, Bob. Thank you. I reiterate, I work for the Department of Redundancy Department. This show is not dedicated to the local or national news. This show is dedicated to the outdoors, fishing, hunting, the great outdoors. That's it. Sometimes we talk about firearms. Sometimes we talk about state legislation that affects or regulations that affect hunters and anglers. Okay? However, we're not going to talk about that kind of stuff. Keep it on topic, please. And we welcome your call at 410 WCBM 680. So, we were talking about great deer. And so, if you'd like to take a look at Bucks, Bears, Stags, we have 8,500 people following us on Facebook, Bucks, Bears, Stags. That's what we measure. That's what we keep the records of here in Maryland. Whitetail deer, Maryland black bears, and Maryland sika deer. That's the only thing we do. So, like I said, the record book's coming out. We're seeking sponsors for the record book, as we've always done. And some great folks support our effort and get their names in the record book and get mentioned, in print and in broadcast. So we are highly, highly motivated to bring that book out. So, like I said, 400 entries, a couple new state records, giant deer that have been measured this year from Maryland, the largest velvet buck ever taken in Maryland that we know of. From Garrett County, 200-inch deer. Measured a 213-inch deer from Caroline County, a non-typical. The 1958 deer grossed over 200 inches. So, we've got a history here. Let's see. Let's talk to Jamie in Catonsville. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
So I'm yeah, man, what's up?
Get political. I just want to know, when's the best time, if we're talking about moon, is it a full moon? Do you fish before, after full moon, or whatever? You tell me. Is that all fallacy?
No, there's, since I was a kid and before that, I don't know if you remember the sol-lunar tables. Have you ever heard of those?
Oh, yeah.
The solar and lunar table. That has to do with the phases of the moon and that type of thing, but it also has to do with the tides.
That's
so great. Okay, so the moon determines the tides. The closeness of the moon determines the higher tide, and you get a high tide twice a day, that type of thing.
Yep.
I find the high tide periods far better for fishing and hunting. So
perfect.
Take a look at that. Not necessarily the phase of the moon, but watch that ebb and flow of the tides. And I say that because we're all made of water. I don't know. I've said this analogy before, and I heard it for a long time ago. There's a tide in a teacup. Okay? So that water level will rise in a teacup just as what does, as it does in, in Maine, where the tide's 30, 40 feet. So when the gravitational pull of the moon affects the tide, it affects us. It affects our behavior. And, what causes all the deer to feed at one time? What causes all the domestic animals to feed at one time? Do the domestic animals feed when the wild animals feed? I tend to think they do. Remember back when you were a kid, if the cows were resting, the fish weren't biting. Well, that tends to be true. So that's how and there's many, many books out there. There's many, many books out there concerned with the phases of the moon. I mean, there's one show that talks about, we had the red moon tonight. That's the best time to hunt. Well, I don't know if it is or not. But if you're not out there, you're not going to be successful anyway, moon or no moon.
Okay, hey, I appreciate it. Good information.
All right, man. Watch that tide chart. They're available everywhere.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
All right, man. Take care. See you later. There we go. How about that? So, all right, let's take our first break. All right. I have so much paperwork here. And I really appreciate the organizations and the businesses, working with me here on the Outdoors and Radio Show to get the word out about their events. So let's talk about the Harvard and Grace Decoy Museum. That 44th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. That's coming to the Star Center at 700 Congress Street in Havre de Grace, in conjunction with the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum, on Saturday, May 2nd from 9 to 5 and Sunday, May 3rd from 9 to 3. This is a family-friendly event filled with fun, and it features over 100 exhibitors who will present decoys and outdoor products for sale. Decoy and carving competitions highlight the event, and you can explore the history of decoy carving. You can meet famous carvers, the history of famous carvers. You can meet them in their displays in the Decoy Museum. Many of these guys are long gone, but they have led the way as far as decoy carving, and there will be some live carvers there as well. You can learn about waterfowl gunning in the displays inside the Decoy Museum. It's a fascinating place, located at 215 Giles Street in Havre de Grace. Visitors are urged to visit www.decoymuseum.com to download maps to the Decoy Festival, because it has several locations around town, the high school, the Star Center, the Decoy Museum, and you can download your map to the Decoy Festival. Make Havre de Grace your target destination on Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd, May 3rd, for the 2026 Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. See decoymuseum.com. Now, that's Havre de Grace. Right up the street here in Preston is Bell Creek Equipment. They're having an open house. Now, look, we talk about backyard billies. We talk about them, you know, getting your picnic tables and all that stuff for your backyard. Well, you got to have something to maintain your backyard or your back 40. Friday, April 24th, 8 to 5. Saturday, April 25th, 9 to 4. And Sunday, April 26th, 9 to 3. Open house. Great financing deals as low as 0% with credit approval. Giveaways with your purchase. Vendor representatives will be available. Bad Boy Mowers, LS, Coyote Tractors, CF Moto, ATVs and side-by-sides. These are nice machines, by the way. Hustler Lawn Equipment, and much more. There'll be a raffle for a Spartan battery-operated hedge trimmer and an Arctic Kawasaki cooler. The miniature goats will be there, along with the Secret World alpacas. And, of course, you can't have an open house without the miniature donkeys. Food trucks are there. Taco trucks, meat trucks, seafood trucks, something for the whole family. We sure hope to see you there. Bell Creek Equipment, 21927. 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston, Maryland. Just get on Dover Road, head out of town, go across the Dover Bridge, a couple miles up there on the right-hand side where the speed limit drops to 30 miles an hour in Bethlehem. That's where it is, Bell Creek Equipment. 410-673-2700. Or visit bellcreekequipment.net. You can see all the products that they offer. Watch their Facebook page. Bell Creek Equipment is 410-673-2700. 410-673-2700. bellcreekequipment.net. Now, one more local event coming up here on May 2nd. As soon as I can find it. There it is. Hey, I'm your master of ceremonies for the Chesapeake chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and their exceptional fundraising banquet on Saturday, May 2nd. That's right. You get to hear me 2 hours on the morning of May 2nd, and then you get to hear me for 3 hours at night on the same day. I know you're thrilled about that. I get it. But it's Saturday. It's the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at the exceptional fundraising banquet, Saturday, May 2nd, at the Point at Pintail, a.k.a. Pintail Point. The doors open there at 4 o'clock. You, too, can enjoy the fun. You can have a terrific meal, I mean a terrific meal, with your fellow conservationists. Tickets are only $50, and that includes your membership to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and you get a digital magazine called Bugle Magazine. You know, Elk Bugle. You and your friends can also enjoy a round of sporting clays for an additional $35, and the range opens at 9 a.m. for that. So you can shoot clays all day, go to the banquet, have a great time, make a day of it. You can win great guns and hunting gear when you purchase raffle tickets or play the games for prizes. And the winning starts right now. I'm giving away 4 tickets for this event to lucky listeners. Just call in to talk to Aaron at 410 WCBM 680. That's 922-6680. Leave your name and number with our producer. 1 ticket left. Join me at the Chesapeake chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet on Saturday, May 2nd from 4 till 7. For tickets and raffle tickets, register at RMEF. That's Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, RMEF.org. And if you have any questions or you want to buy tickets on the phone, call Denise. Call Denise at 302 302- 305-335-3635. 302-335-3635. We'll see you there. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day.
Here we go, opening day, youth turkey season. All righty. 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to John. Good morning, John. How are things in Woodlawn?
Good morning, Alan. I had a comment and a quick question. I heard recently that there was a management down at Leakin Park. They were taking deer, and that's something I thought should have happened years ago, but they did it after the big snowstorm when I don't know how the deer survived all that. But anyway, I was just happy that it happened, and I wonder, do you have any insight? I mean, what wildlife in the city is a problem. Did somebody in the city, they needed that, or how did that happen?
Well, here's what happens. Wildlife, you know, overruns an area, but it was not a managed hunt. It was a an annihilation. It was a planned execution of deer. And the way that works is that the deer are baited. There are sharpshooters involved at close range. They use suppressors and suppressed ammunition so as not to, A, alarm the public, and B, alarm the other animals. And they just stack them up at night. That's how that works. The animals are then taken to a processor and distributed back through the food bank system in Maryland. So, yeah, it's not a managed hunt in any sense of the word.
Okay, all right.
It's a call. It's not open to the public. It's usually done by state or federal officials, and I think APHIS was involved in this, but I'm not sure the agency. So, yeah. These are the same people that do the battlefield harvests in the some of the overpopulated areas. Like Soldier's Delight had one several years ago, you know, and they'll take dozens, if not hundreds, of animals off the landscape.
Okay.
But it's all done under cover of darkness. It's all done at night. It's all done very quietly. There's no observation. You know, they just do their job and move on. Covertly, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, that's I guess I'm glad that that there's fewer deer in the city. But thanks for sharing some insight on that. I just wondered how that came about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I participated in the Howard County managed hunt for 17, 18 years, and that was a totally different situation. You know, there was an overpopulation of deer in the parks in Howard County. The only way to take them out was to get in there and manage them. But that being said, on the public landfill out there in toward Ellicott City, we would be hunting in the woods, and the shooters would be on the landfill. And as the deer were coming out of the woods into the landfill, they were taking them right there, and you know, you could see the deer moving back and forth along the fence line. They'd be outside of the hunter's range because they were in a safety zone, but then they would move into the landfill part and be taken by the sharpshooters. Then those were county officials at the time. So the whole point was to bring down the population of deer in the county park, because A, the county park was overbrowsed, and B, the tick population was out of control, number one. The deer population and tick population. So, you know, nothing else. You'd see nothing else. You'd see no squirrels. You'd see no birds, because the deer had browsed up as far as they could reach on their hind feet. And the deer were, I think, at that point, 80 deer per square mile, which is, you know, four times the normal carrying capacity of the land. So that's how that managed hunt happens. And there are a number of managed hunts out, Soldier's Delight and up on Fair Hill and those type of things. I haven't looked at the managed hunts in the regulation book for a long time. Participated in a couple of them. But, you know, it just to kind of bring down the deer population on those pieces of property. And it's an antlerless hunt usually. Some of the, you know, you could qualify for a buck once you took your two does and things like that. And there were some nice bucks taken in Howard County, but you know, you had to take your does first. So it's all well planned on a managed hunt. It's severely managed, so that's how that works.
Huh.
But on a call, no, there's, you know, like I said, nighttime, over bait, suppressed ammo, suppressed firearms. Very quiet.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing some insight on that. Just good to hear a little behind the scenes what goes on.
Sure. It's, you know, is it alarming? Well, to some people, you know, why don't they give the hunters a shot? They don't give the hunters a shot because the hunters aren't as effective. You know, we can only hunt during the daytime. You know, people tend to become selective in that situation. They're reluctant to take young deer. You know, they want to take big bucks, and you know, they'll let deer pass and that type of thing. Call hunt doesn't happen. And they do it in the spring because there's no difference. You know, you can't tell the difference between an antlered and an antlerless deer. So you know, you're going to take out bucks with does, and that's it. But there's no access to hunting on that property anyway, but the deer are still there, you know, and the deer in that situation are problematic.
Right. Yeah, that was certainly true in the city. They were problematic.
Exactly, and still are.
So. Yeah, they are, yeah. I had a neighbor that had a deer give birth in their lawn here in Woodlawn. You know, they
sure.
They came out in the morning, the deer ran away. It did, fortunately, it did come back, but, you know.
They, yeah, they will.
Yeah.
Yep. And we're coming up on fawning season. We're coming up on fawning season here next month, so the warnings will go out. If you find one, leave them alone. You know, if you see one that looks like an orphan, let it alone. I got a call from a relative one time. There's a deer under my deck. Okay. It's a little fawn. Okay. What do I do? Nothing. Why? The mother will come back. She may come back under cover of darkness, but she's not going to come around with you staring at her out the patio window. So go sit down, relax. She'll come back and get the fawn. 2 days later, fawn was fine, and off they went. So, you know, that's how it goes. Nature has a way of taking care of its own. So.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy?
All right.
All right. Sorry, John. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
410. Yeah, man. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Your thoughts on that? I mean, you're welcome to weigh in on that if you like, but right now it's time for me to tell you about Spurry's Tire Service. They're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, right up the street here. I've walked there and walked back from time to time. They're right off Route 50 in Easton, block off 50. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. And I can tell you that I had my four brakes replaced and four tires put on at the same time on the truck here just recently. Spurry's Tires has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. Features, again, American-made Bridgestone and Firestone. But if you need something else, well, they've got them. And don't forget to take a look at the Bridgestone-Firestone financing. I took that deal. It's a nice deal. Got a nice rebate coming. So Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine that's in your backyard or your barnyard. You know, your wheelbarrow, your garden tractor, your farm tractor. If you own any kind of trailer or ATV, Spurry's has the tires, that's for sure. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. If that check engine light comes on, they'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle. They'll analyze it, they'll check it, they'll see what's going on, and they'll fix it if you need. Spurry's Farm Tires. Spurry's Farm Service Team goes around all the farms, takes care of their tires. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. And by the way, if you see Mike Spurry around town, he's in the shop or whatever, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the Outdoors and Radio Show. I appreciate it. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call, 410-822-7384. Did that get by you too fast? Let me say it again. No appointment needed for tires. You can walk in. They'll check your tires. If they have them in stock, they'll put them on for you right there. The website, spurriestire.com. That phone number again, 410-822-7384. Spurry's Tire Service. Backyard Billies. Oh, we love Backyard Billies. Yes, indeed, we surely do. Well, you know, the heating season is almost over. There have been a couple cold nights. I imagine there will be a couple more cold nights, and they still have plenty of stock on the fireplace inserts, you know, fill that drafty old hole in the wall that you call a fireplace that you haven't used in 15 years. Take care of that. Put an insert in there, whether it's gas or pellet or electric, even electric or wood. They'll take care of that for you. They carry Enviro and Regency and other top brands, and you can check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat sources. So I've got the Enviro EX35. It's a gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billies did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service all along. And I love the convenience of it, the beauty of the fire box itself, the frame and everything else, and then the room-filling heat. The remote control is great. from the gas fireplace insert. So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras. How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Hey, you know, Clyde Sports Shop is ready and waiting. They've certainly got the fishing tackle for sure right there. They've got the rods and reels. They focus on Shakespeare. They've got the ugly sticks. They've got the Fluger rods and reels. But just a great selection of reels and rods. And don't forget that lineup of St. Croix fishing rods as well. They've got combos for, you know, from any price point. They got a lot of combos from, you know, from low end to high end, that's for sure. And you can check that all out. But don't forget, Clyde's has live and frozen bait and minnows. They got fishing license. They got all kinds of lures and terminal tackle, any kind of hook, any kind of weight, any kind of bobber. Tackle for perch and trout and panfish and bass. And then, of course, for rockfish coming up, they've got the circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, the parachutes. All this fantastic fishing tackle and bait is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right there in Baltimore, Lansdowne area, 21227, just off Beltway Exit 9. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number, 410-242. Excuse me, got the sneezers this morning. 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. ClydeSportsShop.com. Been around since 1950. Goodness gracious. Been around since 19... Live radio, folks. What do you want me to do? 57. Open 7 days a week. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop for your fishing tackle, your bait, your terminal tackle. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. Honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right, here we are. Let's talk Tackle Box Tim Sherman. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm doing well. Question, you know why I got to ask it. Did the Artemis II shuttle have any effect on the tides?
Well, at least you related it to the outdoors. I don't know. I wasn't fishing during that time frame. Oh, good question, though. I'm sure it did. Well, gravitational pull on the Artemis is what pulled him back to Earth. So that's, you know, may have. So what's going on, buddy?
I'd just like to inform the listeners that we're going to run the High Tide Lure promotion giveaway again for May through September.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that. Well, I appreciate that. I got your letter the other day and reviewed it. It looks good. Fill us in a little bit on the details.
Got a couple new bodies that I'm going to be throwing into the package this year, and a few new color patterns that I've been working on. So, it'll
good.
Be hopefully well received, and folks will want to get in and enter for some free tackle.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we'll do the same as every other giveaway. You call in, you leave your name and number, and at the end of every month, we'll do the random number generator, which sometimes you help with, sometimes I do it, and we'll pick a number that corresponds with a name, and that'll be the winner. So that's great.
Yeah, that's
great. So what's the May package?
Well, we've got the traditional perch package, which is two of my hand-tied tandem rigs, a couple of small improvised little perch spinner baits, and
nice,
and a little quarter ounce rattle trap, lipless crankbait, whatever you want to call it. First bass package will have top water, a chatterbait lake lure, a swim jig, and two crankbaits. Second bass package will throw in a buzzbait, two bladed jig, chatterbaits, and two swim jigs. First striper package will do two of the unskirted chatterbaits, a Abbey natural fish-shaped topwater lure, and two half-ounce rattle trap lipless crankbaits. And the last one, we've got a lipless crankbait, a slugger hybrid walking popper, another Abbey topwater, and we're going topwater heavy on the last one. I've got a new body. It's very much like the – hope I can do this – very much like the – Head and Zaris. It'll be the right time for this package with the lipless crankbait and the topwater baits.
Good. Sounds like a variety of packages coming up. Yeah, that's great, man. I said that's great.
September, October time frame is when the stripers will get on that topwater biting.
I got you.
The lures will be very successful in that time frame.
Right. Very good. All right. Well, we're looking forward to giving away a lot of high tide lures, that's for sure. So, and you'll be joining us right along the way, I'm sure. So maybe give us a call.
That'll be my time frame to get out there and really put some of my own stuff to work.
Sure. Exactly. Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, I know, you know, early in the spring when the water was a little colder and we weren't under spill conditions, a Conowingo fellow was talking to a fellow the other day. They were throwing big bass lures out there, big like Zaras and that kind of stuff that you have, up against the dam face to kill, you know, to catch big walleyes. And they were catching, you know, 25 to 30 inch walleyes early on. But you can't get down there now. You can't even get on the fisherman's little pier there because they're in spill conditions. So it's too dangerous to get down along the edge or on the even on the pier. But you can still stand on the observation deck and check things out. But there's no fishing right there. You got to go further downstream if you want to do any fishing. So from the shore.
So, Alan, could you give me a second so I can just indulge me for getting words out to your listeners and my readers? I made a mistake in one of my recent articles that I would like to apologize for.
Oh, go for it, man. Go for it.
May I mention the magazine name?
Sure.
In the April Fishing and Hunting Journal article, I wrote that the catch and release was open on the Susquehanna and the Flats, and that is an egregious error. So hopefully...
Oh, it is an egregious error, that's for sure.
Yeah, please don't take that as gospel, and please do not catch and release stripers on the Flats under my word.
No, it's a bay. It's the main bay, and all the spawning rivers are closed to catch and release.
After I found out about that, my heart sunk. Because I put that in writing, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I got to get out and get on top of it.
Sure. Well, I'm glad you used this platform. I mean, I don't know if the folks know this or not, but I originated Fishing and Hunting Journal back in 1991, and ran it for 7 years, and I sold it back in 1998 to the current ownership. And so I'm very proud of that magazine, not necessarily of what it's become, but the fact that it has such longevity and the fact that I was there in the beginning. So that's, you know, I don't know if that's part of my quote-unquote legacy or not, but I've started a number of magazines that have made it and some that didn't, and that was one of the ones that made it. So, you know, very happy with all the time I've spent publishing different things here in the outdoors. And the radio show has been consistent through all of that, 37 years, so...
And yep. I do have to say also that this is the 33rd anniversary of you publishing my first article in the Fishing and Hunting Journal when you were...
Really? 33rd anniversary. That's crazy, man. April 1993. Wow. Wow, man. That's a long time. Well, we're going to be publishing the catfish article that was in Fishing and Hunting... I'm sorry, that was in... Maryland Hunting Quarterly Spring Edition. We're going to be publishing that in the upcoming Maryland Loves Crabs as part of the invasive coverage that we used to cover under Big Ass Fish magazine. So the Big Ass Fish website is going to be taken down, and the invasive coverage will not be under Big Ass Fish, but we'll still be covering the invasives, the snakeheads and blue cats. We'll be covering that in the upcoming Maryland Loves Crabs because it's important. We talk about the bay. We talk about, you know, threats to the bay. We talk about water quality. We talk about dead zones. We talk about science and all that stuff in Maryland Loves Crabs, and that's the outlet for that kind of stuff, and I think people find it very interesting, anything from, you know, dolphins to SAVs, but, you know, we put a lot of science in there, too, so, as well as recipes and everything else. Carol Sherrington's coming back with her recipes. I invited her to write about quick recipes. You know, if somebody drops in, what can I do with a pound of crab meat to... You know, to entertain some people, or what can I do with, you know, shrimp salad? How can I make up some fast dishes for family reunions and, you know, what do you call them? Bring your own festivals and that kind of stuff. So
right.
we're going to focus on that rather than the big extensive recipe. So, and anybody's invited to send me a recipe if they like at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com to be published in Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. That's coming up here in a few weeks. So get them in, ellis@ellisoutdoors. And any crabby pictures you have, people eating crabs, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
So. That pound of crab meat could go very much for stuffed wheat crab.
It very much could. It very much could. Do you have a recipe? Send it.
I do not. My wife takes care of all the crab recipes around the house. I focus on.
Well, you're the writer. Interview your wife. Interview your wife. Get a recipe. Get it in there.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
I don't know if she wants to give away her secrets or not.
That's a challenge. Oh, okay. I got it. All right, buddy.
Yeah, we do the stews and the soups around here and just a bunch of other stuff. I'm on cooking duty since I'm retired for the most part, but we keep it interesting.
Yeah, that's for sure. I will tell you, crab meat prices have not dropped because of the availability of crabs and the, you know, expense of catching them with fuel prices and everything else. So, all right, buddy. Hey, we got to let you go, Tim. I appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you giving away tackle this season, and we're looking forward, way forward to it. So, thank you.
All right, Al. Thanks, and have a good rest of the weekend.
All right, buddy. Let's talk to Don in Delaware. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. How you doing? One thing, did recreation crabbing just start? And second thing, I wanted to let you know that we've been seeing some young fawn around coming out of the woods with the herd.
Already spotted fawns or just small deer?
These were, I say they're about maybe a foot and a half. I mean, about a foot high. Really, really.
Wow. Yeah, they're early. They're very early. All right. Yeah, recreational crabbing. Yep, sure has.
Okay, well, you have a good week.
No females. All right.
I tell you.
Oh, what happened? I don't know what happened. Okay. I think he's gone. Oh, well. All right, folks. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
We don't have any callers on the line, so I'll just fill you in on a couple of events that are coming up. The Harvard of Grace Decoy Museum, it's a 44th annual decoy and wildlife art festival coming to the Star Center. That's 700 Congress Street in Harvard of Grace in conjunction with the Harvard of Grace Decoy Museum. That's Saturday, May 2nd, 9 to 5, and Sunday, May 3rd, from 9 till 3. It's a family-friendly, fun-filled event featuring over 100 exhibitors. They're going to present decoys and wildlife art and other outdoor products for sale. Decoy and carving competitions highlight the event. You can explore the history of decoy carving, meet the famous carvers, and learn about waterfowl gunning and the displays inside the Decoy Museum. And the Decoy Museum is located at 215 Giles Street. Great place to take the family. Visitors are urged to visit decoymuseum.com to download the maps of the Decoy Festival, which is all over town. Make Harvard of Grace your target destination on Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd, for the 2026 Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. See decoymuseum.com. So, we also have the open house at Bell Creek Equipment. That's coming up soon, April 24th, 25th, 26th, which is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Great financing deals on most equipment, Bad Boy mowers, Coyote tractors, LS tractors, CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. They're nice. Hustler lawn equipment and much, much more. Zero down, 0% with credit approval. Giveaways with your purchase. Vendor representatives, the factory reps will be on site. A raffle for a battery-operated hedge trimmer and an Arctic Kawasaki cooler. The miniature goats, the miniature donkeys, and the alpacas will be on hand as well as food trucks. Something for the whole family. Bell Creek Equipment, 21927 Dover Bridge Road. That's Preston, Maryland. 410-673-2700. BellCreekEquipment.net. Watch your Facebook page, Bell Creek Equipment. 410-673-2700. Reserve your tractor. There's the music, folks. Another show in the box. We appreciate your listening to us. Appreciate the callers. Remember, recommend our sponsors. If you're a deer hunter, go to bucksbearsstags.com. We're putting another record book this year. And hopefully you'll get your deer measured before the deadline, end of August. So get out, stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you next week.